Good afternoon, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Back after this.
Well, cattle producers, Superior Video Livestock Auction is proud to present Bell Ringer 30, 30th anniversary of the Bell Ringer sale coming up the 11th and 12th of January on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be broadcast live. You can attend in person as well at the Doubletree Denver Stapleton North in Denver. They'll be offering 81,250 head on Wednesday, January 11th, 26,600 feeder steers, 14,600 feeder heifers will be featured. Then on Thursday, January 12th, 35,000 weaned calves and 2,750 bred heifers, bred cows, and pairs will be featured as well. For details about Bell Ringer 30, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. The 2017 Bell Ringer Sale of Superior Livestock coming the 11th to 12th of January. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, strong triple-digit gains in cattle futures posted strong underlying support throughout the entire complex. Additional support continued to develop across the market with bullish undertones developing. In live cattle, sharp triple-digit gains held across all nearby live cattle futures. The surge in front-month February futures above $2 per hundredweight gains pushed nearby contracts near $119 per hundredweight, with the focus on breaking through resistance levels at the end of the last year. This could bring about not only additional buyer support, but sharply higher activity throughout the entire complex. Cash cattle markets extremely quiet today, with bids undeveloped and asking prices still remaining extremely quiet at this point. And in feeder cattle, buyer support continued to develop throughout the day. Nearby contracts held gains of $2 to $3 per hundredweight as the overall momentum based on expected supply tightness and recent strong buyer support helped to draw additional trader activity into the market. March futures led the market higher with a $3 per hundredweight gain by midday as the renewed activity moved through short-term resistance levels. Closing at this price level could likely spark some additional bullish momentum throughout the rest of the week. And grain futures were mostly softer today, with selling that emerged in soybeans overnight on the heels of Monday's double-digit gains. Markets were active on the close yesterday when index funds kicked off their annual rebalancing that runs through the end of the week. Corn prices were a little lower, giving back Monday's late small gains, keeping March futures to an inside day. While technical traders noted a bullish moving average crossover on the daily chart, the nearby remained locked in a downtrend off October and December highs. Soybeans were weaker as March futures held to an inside day but slipped below $10 and its 25-day moving average overnight. Wheat prices were lower, weakening after the first hour of trading in Europe as winter wheat contracts gave back most of Monday's gains, helped by index fund buying and weather concerns. And that's a look at all your markets for today. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.